This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Brandon Graham Show, live from Chickens and Pizza, South Philadelphia. And yes, it is brought to you, as always, by Miller Lite, alongside Howard Eskin. I'm your host, Sean Marks. Hi, Howard.
Hello there.
How are you?
Never had a bad day in my life. We're just kind of football season. I guess now we can say it's officially started, even though there hasn't been a game yet, because this is kind of a nice kickoff to the football season.
It certainly is, as joining us his seventh year doing the Brandon Graham Show. 7 years.
We've put up with him for 7 years?
We've put up with you for 7 years, Howard. Yes, we have. Everybody, please welcome Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham. BG.
We back again, baby.
Another year.
Another year. Man, how fast time fly.
You're not kidding. You're not kidding.
When you're having fun.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's exactly what's going on.
Hey, John, I gotta say something before we get into this.
Please.
Because I am I am really trying to make sure that Brandon can be his best. And I see all this fried food in front of him. And he told me he doesn't eat as much fried food anymore.
Let me tell you, I haven't
fries
had nothing.
And the sandwich
and today
here.
We weighed in, so I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm just trying to.
Were you under your weight?
I was under my weight. I've been under my weight. So, you know, I'm just out here, man, just trying to enjoy enjoy a little bit.
Yeah, come on. I mean, does he look like he's not in good shape, Howard?
Oh, yeah.
No, but I'm just trying to make sure he stays that way.
I appreciate you. I definitely appreciate you.
All right, I got you. So right off the bat with that, I remember you telling us last year you were coming off an injury, but you were talking about your training regimen and how you've gotten older. You've really changed that. Mm-hmm. So this offseason, did you do anything different? What were you doing to get ready for this season?
You know what? Just how long the season went, I took a little longer time to make sure I healed my body a little bit. So they gradually built me up, just to this moment right now. And so it's been cool. The organization, I think they do a great job of just building us up. And then I work out. This is the first time I worked out with the off. The second year I've been working out with the team during the off season because I live here now. So it's been cool, like just on where they know they see me, so they know where I'm at, and they gradually put me in there. So man, I feel like I'm in great shape right now.
Howard, I would have to think
eating
that
some of his fries.
Howard, who by the way, Howard's always like, well, I don't eat meat, I don't eat sweets, I don't eat fries, and then he's eating sweets, he's eating fries.
I had a salad before the show.
I'm sure you did. Man. But also, I see you with Tasty Cakes at the studio, and it's like, oh, I thought you didn't eat Tasty Cakes.
You know what I do?
I like one crimpet every once in a while.
No, I take a bite because I want to taste because they're so good, and then I don't eat the rest of it. Because I've satisfied
like
myself
Kapler.
For the taste.
Gabe Kapler.
Except I don't use coconut oil or body oil.
Gabe Kapler, Brandon, used to take a butt of ice cream and swish it in his mouth and spit it out. So he wanted the taste, but he didn't want the calories.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, that's crazy. Don't tease yourself like that.
Yeah, just eat the damn ice cream.
Work it off later.
All right, so Brandon, like every year, and you know this, every year kind of has its own different personality and identity. You're coming off a Super Bowl. First of all, does the Super Bowl, like, does that burn at all still? Or, I mean, obviously, you know, you guys are playing the Patriots in a couple days, so you're focused on that. But, like, how hard was it to lose the Super Bowl?
I mean, it was hard, but I think I was just talking about this. I think me going to the after party and talking with the guys that was there, it kind of helped us start that grieving process of just, you know, seeing what went wrong and trying to make sure that we build off that. And all off season, I feel like that's been the motivation. On top of other things, I just think that now we're here, so it's in the past, but we know what we could do this year, but we got to make sure we focus on what's in front of us right now. So I know that it's been the motivation. We always got that in the back of our mind. But, yeah, it got better as time went on, and it's definitely better now that we play this weekend.
You know, I'm not glad you brought up the after party, but you mentioned it and it spurred a thought. Because you can't just go to a party with fans and with, I guess there's partners and clients there, and just be like not the opposite of the life of the party. So you just converse with people, and I was there because obviously I was at the Super Bowl.
Yep.
But I remember there was a story, and it was really, and the story was Jonathan Gannon was giddy at the party. Nobody was giddy. You were just personable with other people, and I saw him. You know, but you can't be, I mean, even Kelsey had a, Jason was, I mean, I saw a lot of the guys there. Not everybody was there. Obviously, yep. It was a tough thing. But you can't just let it drag on. You know what happened, and you can't just let it drag on. You gotta move on and know that you can't make the same kind of mistakes the next time when you beat Kansas City this year in Kansas City.
Oh, man, let me tell you. You definitely got to make sure that you just own whatever it is, but you got to move. You got to try to find the some type of joy in it. We in Arizona, so that's more than just enough right there for me to just focus in. Like, you know what? I can't cry. We in Arizona. Let's enjoy ourselves. Let's try to find some type of positive in it. Talking it out, like, it helped me just seeing that's what Coach talked about, the little things, all that stuff, and that's owning it and saying, you know, that's now we see what could get you. And so I think it's only beneficial for the guys that was on that team that's going to only help this team because they understand it even more. And they're going to pay attention to all them little things.
So the only thing that Nick Sirianni did, he ran a video of the streamers coming down from Kansas City at one of your first meetings, right? He doesn't bring up the mistakes, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't, because that's done. There's nothing. Mm-hmm. You're going to remember the game. And these guys say, well, I can't think about that. Well, you can't, but you know it's there in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
So, but Nick has not brought up any, and you know what mistakes you made.
Yeah.
He hasn't brought up any of those things, right?
Nah, I mean, the biggest thing is he just brought up all the stuff that we going to make sure we detail in this year. And
right.
So it's about what's going on this year, how we've been focused on what this team is, who this team is, as far as the new guys, how we gel together, all that stuff. You got to focus on and let them understand how we do things. And I think Coach did a great job of just every step of the way of training camp, just making sure the guys know how we do stuff and what it's going to be like Monday through Thursday or Monday through Sunday, you know, going leading up to a game. And the guys, they feel as at home as they could be. And now it's just time to go out there and go show what we've been doing.
How good, like, when you guys come into camp this year, like, confidence, how you guys are feeling, how you guys are practicing, how you guys think are going to play. Like, how good is this team compared to other teams?
Oh, this team, man, I'm excited for a lot of guys just to see how they are at war. You know, even Coach Desai, because I know how good we do even when the other teams came. And now this full go. It's really go time now. And a lot of emotions going to be going, and you're going to really see who we are, how we handle adversity, what we talk about on the sideline, all that stuff, man, because that stuff matter. How we talking to each other matters to in the game, because if you can, it's problem solving. It's about problem solving. And people that panic, I mean, man, it's tough to kind of talk to guys like that. And so I think that's what I'm more excited about, man, just to see who we are as a team, see what we need to work. And on top of that, you know, go get that, trying to get that W.
Is Nick any different? Nick Sirianni any different this year? Did you notice?
Not much other than just I feel motivated, just motivated even more because you got a taste of something sweet, real sweet, and you had it. And at the end of the day, you know, we came up short, but I think it was great lessons to be learned in it. I think we've, you know, been learning those lessons, and it's only going to propel us for this team. And so it's on us, man, to make sure we take advantage of it.
Today was a long practice, longer than most of them, right? Mm-hmm. Like 2 hours, about 2 hours.
It's like, about an hour 45, but 2 hours.
All right. And you went from the outdoor fields and then you went indoor. Was that just to bring up sound because it's a road game? Or why did you switch fields during
practice? We just sped up practice a little bit where we did the walkthrough right after we got done on the field because they had it where we went in to take a shower and do stuff, and it just kind of prolonged the day. So, Coach, since it was real hot, we cut it a little short.
You normally don't go from one field to another, right?
Well, that's
from outdoor to indoor.
Only because of the heat index, we switched the schedule a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And so, Coach asked us if we would rather do it like this, and so that's what we came up with. So
that's why
we did that today. But this is not a regular schedule that we've been on Wednesday, Thursday because of the heat.
So after, you guys win the Super Bowl, and not that you had a bad following year, but you also didn't know what it was going to be like to come off a Super Bowl win. Like you had said, your offseason this year was a little bit different because you had played as long as you did. I guess I'm asking it. We know it's difficult to do it back-to-back, whether going back to the Super Bowl after a loss or even winning a Super Bowl and going back. So knowing what you knew coming off the first Super Bowl, like, just mentally, is there anything different that you guys did? I know Nick in practice, like, he made sure he was vocal and he wasn't allowing mental mistakes to happen. He made sure he got on guys for that. But, like, anything that you learned from the first Super Bowl experience that you've taken being a veteran into this experience this year?
You know, that momentum is real. I feel like, you know, they started gaining momentum in that game, in that second half, making, you know, just little plays just to try to come back. And I just think that they did a great job of just, like, the one where we, the motion, like, they just did a good job of just sticking to the game plan. And not saying that we didn't, but, you know, it was a great game. It was a great game, man. And it was, like I said, you realize how small those little things matter.
Man.
Because when we was about to go up 21-7, when we had the ball and Isaac jumped off sides and it was a false start. We went from third to one to third and five or third and six. And then Jalen, that was the fumble. You know what I'm saying? It's like little stuff that happened in that game. We was ready to take off because Jalen was scoring every possession. He was out there for real. You know what I'm saying? So when you think about it in that aspect, you got to realize that you got to take full advantage of those opportunities in the moments because little thing, Isaac jumped offside or false started. That brought us back. The play call was different. It was about to be a run or maybe a quarterback sneak. You know how we do. And so it was just one of those things where you really pay attention to those things, you know, that happens in the game that really matter in the end.
And they didn't make – Kansas City didn't make a mistake.
Yeah.
You had the punt return. You had the Jalen fumble. The penalty at the end, whatever. I mean, that ended up being the game. But they didn't make a mistake. I mean, that was really – And I normally hate saying this because it sounds like a fan that's mad they lost. You guys were the better team that day. You know, like, I don't know how much the field contributed to it or whatever, but you guys made a couple of mistakes. They took advantage of each of those mistakes, and that was the game.
Yeah, that's the game. And so that, if anything I've learned, is you got to bury it. You got to bury people when you got the opportunity. Just like we would have went up 21-7, that momentum would have grew, and their – you know, you got it's a game that you play in your mind. I mean, and they kept believing that they could do it, and so that's where you got to take it from. You know, in moments like that.
On the coverages, one of them was a blown coverage on one of the after the punt. One of them was a blown coverage.
Uh-huh.
It's not necessary to say who it was.
Right.
And then one was a zero blitz. What's the responsibility, Jonathan Gannon? Actually, when he was coming down to the party.
Yeah.
I talked to him briefly. I said, what happened? He says, the second one, all he said was the second one was my mistake. Now, what happened? There's got to be somebody that has to cover that person on a zero blitz, right?
I mean, yeah. They just did a good job because I think when we look back at the games, we show, like, that's why I say Andy and those guys took advantage of something that happened that we did in Jacksonville, where Jacksonville had that same play and did the same thing, and we made the same mistake, but they didn't hit it. You know what I'm saying? We actually got a sack, I think, or something like that. But they dug, you know, and they seen something. And so that's why I said that credit to them, because they did what they were supposed to do in those moments. And so they stuck to the game plan. We made our mistakes, but I know for sure this team has gotten better from it. And so this weekend, you know, I can't wait to get out there so we can show it.
You know, another one of mistakes, John, that people don't recognize, and I'm so disappointed in myself that I'm standing right there, and I didn't realize it until a week after the game, and I started thinking about it. When Dallas Goedert caught the ball that Andy Reid reviewed early in the third quarter, it was a review, so it takes about 2 minutes.
Right.
Then it was the catch was upheld.
Oh, yeah.
And then they call a timeout after the review, and it took me a little while to find out. One of the receivers didn't go back on the field. Again, it's not necessary to say who it was. So Nick had to call a time.
And he was mad on the sideline.
Oh, my
that.
God, yeah. He was mad. And when you think about that, now I don't know whether Jalen Hurts would have been able to drive the team down, but there would have been 45 to 50 seconds left in the game if you had all three timeouts,
right. Yeah.
Which you didn't have. So it's like
those little things.
It's the little things.
I promise you. So, boy, I'm telling you.
It's like, what's this timeout for? There was so many things, so many moving parts going on, you know, for you guys, obviously, and for me, and I'm so disappointed in myself. Like, what happened? What just happened? And I wouldn't have known, you know, because at that point.
You don't know until after.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
You don't know until after.
Yep. And you know what? Like, Brandon, it stings with a smile, if that makes any sense, because, like, we're talking about it, and you're almost like, oh, like, you knew you guys were right there, and you were – and. You're a good football team.
You
guys know that.
You could definitely taste it. And I know we got to seize the moment now, because you don't always get these good players on a team. They always kind of break up because of either money or some guys got older, like myself. And you just don't have the same things that's going on, same type of talk that you're talking and all that. So I think that with these leaders on this team, man, the way we doing stuff, we stay healthy, man. We give ourselves a shot. And it's just one day at a time, one game at a time, man. I know we all feeling that burn, but we using it as a motivation for, you know, making sure that we take care of those little things so that in these games that we get better, so we won't sting at the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brandon, why is this team better? You know, you can look at players, but you're the best in the NFC with the best quarterback, but and everybody's got to do their job.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a tougher schedule with a tough travel schedule. And you got all those things working, which players and coach – I mean, the coach will emphasize one game, this game, it's this game. But why is this team better? What is it about this team? And I think, John, I think when you guys talk about it on the – and everybody talks about it on the air, this team's better personnel-wise. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I believe you.
Okay, so why is that?
I mean – every year is different. Every year you got – and then we get two studs with Jalen and Nolan and, you know what I'm saying, like those personalities fitting what we got going on. Then on top of that, you got the quarterback with McKee, you know what I'm saying, that's balling. That, you know, it's cool. It's a lot of good competition. And the way we play, practice and do all that stuff, man, it's – you start to see we got talent and on the second and third teams. And so I think that's where you can really see how good of a team is, because it probably was so hard for Howie to have to cut guys and move guys and hire guys and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? You know how it is.
Yeah.
Like, you know how the system is. It's like it's just so much that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful to be 14 years in and still being able to help the team on top of having a good team at that. So I'm just – in that I'm trying to stay in the moment and trying to make sure I serve the guys and pour into them and let them know everything I got so that they can, you know, I pass it on to them like others passed it to me.
I know what I've been told, but why is Jordan Davis, who should have been better last year, why is he better this year?
First off, you know, a little bit of it, he got hurt when he was starting to feel it. and doing good, he had got hurt. I think it was what? Was it Arizona? Was it Arizona when
I think
he got
so,
middle
yeah.
of the
yeah,
season.
Middle
yeah,
of the season, you
yeah.
know, and he had to deal with that. So, I mean, I know for him, he been working his butt off, and that's who I can't wait to see, him and those two together. Like I said, it should be – I tell them all the time, they, y'all shouldn't be able to play on the team together because y'all both commanding 100
Would
mil.
Would you say he you know was soft? Last year, a little soft.
Nah, I ain't even gonna play.
Because he
game.
Was young, but yeah, but the,
mm-mm,
well,
mm-mm.
but he was
nope.
young, and he
no, nope.
it's different coming from college, and it, okay,
nah. Right. Remember that video of him and Cam? Trust me, he ain't soft. It's just he trying to figure it out. But I know that he
okay,
figured it
okay, trying
out.
To figure it out is another way to put
exactly
it.
That's exactly what it was,
okay,
and I know.
Okay,
when
I'm,
he started
I'm asking,
feeling himself, you know, last year he got hurt, and so that's where. It could kind of you could kind of lose a little bit of that, but I know he came in right. He next to me and Fletch and all the guys, man, love what he been doing. So that's you will see. I can't wait to talk to you.
I'm going
to
trust
what,
you
2 weeks from now.
All right, so this, I want to ask you more about the young guys, in particular Jalen Carter. But we got to step aside. This is the Brandon Graham Show, live from Chickens and Pizza in South Philadelphia, brought to you by Miller Lite. We'll come back.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
As we'll talk a little bit about the game on Sunday, because, Brandon, you guys are just a couple days away from starting the season.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm whoo, it's time.
All right, back after this live from Chickies, Brandon Graham Show. All right, we're back. It is the Brandon Graham Show, brought to you by Miller Lite, live from Chickies and Pizza in South Philadelphia. John Marks, Howard Eskin, Brandon Graham, and we have a football game tonight. The season starts. We were talking about the Chiefs. Yes, they defend their title against the Lions. Travis Kelce will be out tonight. They're hopeful he will play next week against Jacksonville. But, you know, interesting game tonight, BG. Right out to shoot against the Lions. The Lions, you know what? I'm curious. A lot of hype with Detroit, and I think they're very talented, and I'm rooting for them. But now, like, you know, I don't think they had a primetime game all of last year, and now they're opening the season in Kansas City against the Chiefs. A great test right off the bat for them.
Right away. You know, it's going to be one of those I can't wait to watch, too. Just to see the kickoff of the season and seeing the Lions, being from Detroit, seeing what they're doing, because I know a lot of people looking forward to that game. And so, you know, I just can't wait to see a good fight.
What was it like being a Lions fan growing up? Because, I mean, they not a franchise with a ton of success. I have family in suburban Detroit, so I know it.
Well, I can't say it was like how the Philly Eagles was, but it was more of the disappointment of not making it the playoffs, at least. You know what I'm saying?
No success at all.
But Barry Sanders, you know, all those
awesome.
People. Yeah, awesome. But just couldn't get over that hump of where we wanted to go. And so I think, you know, with them having this hype, I know a lot of people excited. Like how we was when we had our – well, it kind of caught us off guard, but during the season we figured out we had something special.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited to see what the Lions do tonight.
Well, I'm excited to see what Kansas City does. So Andy Reid will figure out something without Travis Kelce. You know, he just – you know, when coaches say next man up, he really does.
Oh, he believe that?
Yeah.
Man, he got something in – the ace in the hole.
Well, he knew he wasn't going to play all week. Something. They just
oh,
didn't
yeah.
announce it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So he knows what he's
going to
do.
That's a 4.5-point spread tonight, Howard.
Yeah.
Chiefs
and it's
at home.
It's been kind of sitting at 4.5. It went up to 5 today, and then it back down. But everybody knew when it came down from 6.5 that Kelce wasn't going to play. You can't play him the first game and risk having him out for many games. So I hope they're all healthy come that game that you play him. Because if you don't make any mistakes, you win the game. That was the one game I identified that the Eagles win.
I like it.
You win at Kansas City.
All right.
Hey, well, let's go.
So, Brandon, a lot of the offseason talk was as far as, you know, not necessarily free agency. You lost some guys, but drafted more young players from Georgia, by the way. It's like you guys are Georgia North. But Jalen Carter, who a lot of people talked about him being the best talent in the draft, and he slid down to 9 where the Eagles are able to scoop him up. I mean, like, from your eyes, being a former first-round draft pick and a talented guy, how good is Jalen Carter? How good can he be?
Oh, man, he's really good. can't wait to see him. That's the one person, him and Jordan together, and how Jordan been too. I can't wait to see when it's for the money now. How they turn it up, because we got a little, you've seen a little snippet of what, you know, he did in the Baltimore game, but I see it every day, and it's just been cool to watch, even in the joint practices and all that. So he's somebody I'm looking forward to watching, and he's been great. I mean, people, I just know we all got stuff we go through during off the field and stuff that happens in our life, but it don't define us. And so Jalen definitely is a guy that we hugging on, loving on, making sure that he know it's about trying to get this W and get this ring. So trying to make sure we take care of him as because I told him he the one. He's the one.
What makes him as talented and special?
Man, he already big. If you see him, big head, big body, big up, all that. You know, he one of those guys that he a ram. That's what, for real. He is a really, how he rush and how he do stuff, he's a baby rhino is what they call him.
Fast, quick.
Yeah, and just, man, you going to see.
Yeah, we can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait either. So it's just, the confidence of him, I just feel like it's going to get even better. And right now, it's just kind of got this, like, it's like you know, but you don't really know. Like, how you playing, like, how you in their head already because of the power that they see you. And when you start putting stuff like that on film, you're going to see a lot of guys going to already fear you before you even get there. So I'm just trying to get them to realize, like, all that, you know, to enjoy having that effect and, you know, making sure that you take full advantage on how you work.
You know, Brandon, do you you guys talk, and obviously one of the veterans – you need a mix of veterans, otherwise the young guys don't kind of get it.
Yep.
And I wouldn't consider Hassan Reddick a young guy, but I think he realized early, you can't hold out. It serves no purpose. Has anybody talked to him, hey, listen, just do the best you can?
He's been great. I feel like
he has.
Oh, yeah, in a great spot. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. It's like, I mean, you got to take care of your business, how you take care of it. But I think he's peaking at the right time for himself, just on everything, you know. And so I just try to keep motivating him, too, to make sure. Because I told him, I just want to see you go out there and ball and do you and dance with you and do all the dancing with you. You know what I'm saying? So, I can't wait to see him either because I know he itching, too.
How much of an impact can Nolan, we didn't talk about Nolan Smith, but I mean, some talked about the Eagles taking him with their first-round draft pick, and then he slid to the back of the round. And we see the speed and the athleticism and everything coming off the ball, at least in training camp. How much of an impact can we expect to see from Jalen and Nolan in the rookie season?
I think he's going to have a big impact, you know, on this team. And you'd see how he carry himself already, and it's only going to get better as he learn from different situations, learn to figure himself out and getting better as a person, man, whatever, as the journey go. But right now, I know that he's just willing to learn. That's the first step of being a good rookie, just wanting to just soak it all up and make sure that every time you out there, you know your opportunities is limited. So make sure that you take full advantage. And I just know that for him, he can be definitely the future. You know, if he apply himself like what he been doing. And so, yeah, man, I think you're going to see a lot of him, and it's going to grow as the season go.
You know, the young guys, do they come up to you a lot of times to ask certain questions about certain situations and certain ways to do things?
Oh, yeah. I gain people trust, and, you know, I take that very serious. You know, I always try to make sure that you know, drop them something that could definitely help them. And if it don't, you know, I just feel good because, you know, it's coming from a loving place for me, just wanting to make sure that I just want to see them win. That's why I tell them. I just want to see you win. I mean, anything that you want to know, they always ask me. But, you know, I just try to be the best leader I could be to serve, you know, these guys, man, because I understand where I'm at in my career and my role on this team. And so I just try to make sure I do that. And, yeah, they do come up to me for the most part about, you know, a lot of stuff. And, you know, I'm willing to give them everything.
Sean Desai, what do you like about him? What, like, tell us a little bit about him. And do you expect a little bit of a different feel on defense at all, or what?
Yeah, he's somebody I want to see too in war, because you know you want to see how he calling things, how he, you know, communicating. I mean, he's real calm, cool. You know, like I can't wait, man. I think he do got a great plan. I think he got gained the trust of the team, the guys. We all playing for him. You know, he's not a big rah high, you
screaming
know,
but
you know, he's a great teacher, and the way he talk and the way he go about things, you know, he got his own way, and that's what I respect the most. And I just don't see a panic in him. I just know that when you out there, man, you gotta be a problem solver, and I just can't wait to see how he solves certain stuff on stuff that we know is coming and stuff that we didn't know, because it's the first game, and how they, you know, trying to attack us and how you adjust in the game. I mean, you learn all that as you go to war with somebody. So that's what I will understand more. But right now, it's been really good in training camp. And, you know, I think that y'all gonna like some of the stuff that he got for us.
Is his defense much different than Jonathan Gannon?
It's similar, but, you know, it's a different play caller. I think it's a little different things that we got to do as a unit, but not like – 90% of the stuff that we did last year, we doing. But, you know, he got a good 10% in there where, you know, it's just call something different, or we might have a job that we didn't have with Gannon, but it don't happen as often. But you got to know that you can do certain stuff. I mean, that you got to do certain stuff within the defense.
You know what? There's certain guys that talk on the radio that want to blitz, 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 and didn't feel – there was a feeling that Jonathan – down and didn't do that much. Yet the defense, when you look at the numbers, is pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Sean Desai will change the approach with blitz and no blitz?
I think
you know, I'm not advocating that, because
no,
you
got to
get pressure with your front four.
I know how I go. That's why I said we gotta get through this first game first, so that you can see. And then, you know, we talk about what people we know. I know already how Philly, you know, wants what they've been groomed to see over the years. You know what I'm saying? And so that's where I feel like everybody that comes in have their own style, and eventually sometimes the pressure of the city could make you start doing things. I just want to decide to be him. Just be you. You know, do it all. Like, because I'm going to go out being me. I ain't going to let nobody change nothing that I'm doing, because I got a plan. And so he the coach, and we got to trust him. And so that's what we doing.
Brandon Graham Show, live from Chickens and Pete's in South Philadelphia, brought to you by Miller Lite. What was the coolest thing you did this offseason? I think I saw you at the White House some point.
Number one. That's number one.
Yeah?
That was cool. Dang, I did do that's how fast time flies.
Yeah.
The Easter Egg Roll, but we went on a tour at the White House. Man, it was so cool. Everything that, you know, I thought was – a little bit of the opposite, you know, but some stuff it was similar. But yeah, it's cool. It was cool what you learn about the White House and where the family stay. I mean, I just thought it was just so
one big thing.
Yeah, yeah. And they got a whole wing all the way up. You know what I'm saying? At the top, it's cool, man. The way they really take care of the president and the people in the White House. I mean, it's a big thing, because even from the food that they eat, all that stuff is being checked. Everything. You can't get nothing past. I mean, yeah, it's Trump tight in there. But it's definitely a cool building. And I got to sit in, you know, some of the chairs that he sit in.
Yeah.
You know, or just not even sit in it, but just kind of, you know, take pictures and do little stuff. Being in the Oval Office, you know, sitting on the couches, and
good for Instagram to put the pictures.
It was just good. Out. It was cool. I mean, we didn't put all that in there because we can't take our phone in there.
Ah.
But you know, you just got the experience. Some stuff you just get to experience, and and see, you know, how he got the whole, how he got his office set up. Because everybody has the same office, but they put different things up.
Right.
What's important to them. So, yeah, it was a great time, man. But I always say the Shore is always my last hoorah before the season. And I love that weekend. That was just this past weekend. We was up in Avalon, you know, Wildwood. We just travel all around.
Riding the rides?
I mean, you know, yeah, with the kids. Well,
on
the kids
boardwalk?
The kids do. Uh-huh.
So you don't go on any, because with my, our kids are about the same age. So with my 2-year-old though, I have to go on some of the rides because he's a little girl.
Oh yeah,
by himself.
Baby boy, he 4 though, so you know he bigger, and so I ain't got to do all of. But even though I like to do it with all of them, you know what I'm saying, go on the rides. I just right now I'm focused on just trying to make sure I get to the game.
Yeah, we don't need the pirate ship malfunctioning.
Not right now. But I am a thrill seeker, though. And me and my kids, I'm definitely want to take my family all over the world to different amusement parks.
Yeah.
You know, that's my thing. That's what I want to do for the kids and make that a tradition of the year.
That's very cool. All right, one more segment. We'll come back and talk a little bit about the game. Patriots coming up on Sunday. Before we give ways into the players' lounge. That's coming up next. We're live at Chickens and Pizza, South Philly. Brandon Graham Show. Don't go anywhere. All right, we're back. Brandon Graham Show. Live from Chickens in South Philly. As always, brought to you by Miller Lite. As the players' lounge coming up next with Ike Reese. N'Kobe Dean is in the lounge tonight. Rob Ellis will join Ike as well. So that's coming up here at Chickens and Pizza at 7 o'clock. So, Brandon, we need to – I think it needs to be a brief investigation. I just want to make sure that I get Howard on the record for this. So you may have – Brandon, you may have – this was 2 years ago, the Eagles Autism Challenge, where you had the bike accident.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, yeah, get him.
So do you know what he was doing when he was on the bike? He was on the line with WIP. He was actually on with Rob Ellis, who we just saw a second ago. Howard does such a great job with everything, raising money for the Eagles Autism Foundation. So he was on. Did you have the phone up to your ear? Or did you have a headset?
No, I actually had wires plugged in. It wasn't even wireless earbuds.
So you were.
The phone was in a pouch.
All right. So the phone was in a pouch. He was on, and he's on the air. Here's how it sounded on the air. Listen.
Guys.
Okay.
I think there are 500 teams.
Yeah.
Maybe a little better. And I don't know. Hey, I don't know.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
That's so funny.
All right. I don't want to laugh. I don't know what happened. That didn't sound good.
Man, I was
on crutches for over three weeks.
No, Howard, you were pretty seriously injured. Like, I'm not trying to make light of that. Because you're fine, we can laugh.
That's the only reason why I'm laughing. But because I never heard it, first off. And then I could see him taking the phone off his ear.
I didn't have the phone up.
It's in the pouch. I know what you said. You got the little, what's the name, on your arm or something like that.
Well,
on
no,
the bike.
It's in your pants. What do you call it? The
compression
belt.
Pants.
Yeah.
It's like a belt. Okay.
All right. So Howard, you're right. I don't remember your exact explanation, but I remember you blaming others for the accident. Is that correct?
Well, no. It was, there's not enough police along the bike route.
Yeah.
And I was with Kelsey up Broad Street, and we were on the air earlier.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking to each other, yelling it back and forth. And then he comes up to me after I passed him, and he says, you know, you didn't see that car almost hit you coming out of the intersection. I says, yeah, you really got to watch for those people. And there's a point where there weren't enough police to stop people at the intersection. So I'm looking right to see if there's any cars coming out, and the road narrowed. And when the road narrowed, the curb is there. And I turned around, the next thing I knew, boy, that's a terrible feeling when all of a sudden you see the curb and you have no chance.
All right, well, Howard, listen, I only
asked. That was the situation. It was nobody's fault.
And by the way, Brandon, it's a different explanation than I got a few months ago or last year.
Not for me, it wasn't.
Well, because Jason Kelsey has weighed in on this subject on his New Heights podcast. Here's Jason Kelsey talking about
that.
We got
something.
Here.
Let's talk about it.
Let's go. Let's hear it.
Oh, yeah, Carter the King.
Yeah. 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 through a red light, Howard.
He got you.
No, yep. I didn't want, first of all, you do go through red lights because the police wave you on as they stop traffic at the intersection.
And that's why you're blaming the police, because they didn't stop.
But
they
didn't wave later. This was before I got to the art museum. There were no more police at the intersections. Because they move up with the race. It's not a race for me. It's a ride. So I wasn't in the first third of people. I'm just, you know, going along.
Bringing up the end.
Yeah, you take your sweet time.
The party, the party is over.
Red light. How about him burying me? That's not right. That ain't right.
Well, at least we have an eyewitness account now, Brandon,
yeah,
what happened.
That was earlier.
He thought that he had the police knowing he was late, knowing he wasn't even a part of the race all the way.
All right. Well, I mean, I have all the information I need now,
that's
Howard.
That's not right.
Oh, he
your
got
fault. Your fault. All right. 4:25. You got the primetime game. You have Nance and Romo doing it. Tom Brady's coming back. They're not retiring his jersey, but it's like they're being like, hey, Tom, welcome back. You retired or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So that might add some extra juice. What's it like playing up at Foxborough, and what's it like going up against a Bill Belichick team?
I mean, you know that he's going to try to take the D-line out. I seen, you know, something that he said already. It's like, you know, we got to go out there and prove it every year and every game. So I know that it's going to be something to take the D-line out the game, so. We got to make sure that we just keep coming like we do. Make sure we take care of the run. Make sure we play together. And just trust each other out there, because it's going to be chaotic. But, you know, it's about keeping the ball out of Jalen's hands.
Well, you got to make sure that Mac Jones knows you're there.
Hey, that's part of the game. So, yeah, I mean, you know, that's number one.
And Belichick can't cheat anymore. So he's going to have to play the game.
So Bill Belichick called you guys the best pass rush by far, I believe, is what he said.
Oh, yeah.
He's throwing bouquets to all you guys, Jalen and the defense and the offensive line.
I mean, you know how I go. Can't give us nothing. Can't give us no material. But I think that we appreciate the respect always. But we got to make sure we take – it's always about us. And so we got to make sure we do exactly what we believe, and that's going out there and being the best team, you know, on that day. So I think that it's just all about trusting each other and trusting your preparation.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, it's I don't know how they're going to score points, enough points against the Eagles. Mm-hmm. The only thing that hurts you is turnovers and mistakes, so you've got to eliminate that.
They want to keep the ball out of Jalen's hands. They don't want to run the football, short passes, get the ball out of Mac's hands. They don't have dynamic wide receivers, but you know what they want to do. They got Zeke up there now. Stevenson's a good back. He had over 1,000 yards last year. So
yep.
Yeah, they want to grind it out and try to beat you in the fourth quarter.
Well, they're not going to score enough points doing that, so that's another thing. He's got a losing record since Brady's gone, so let's keep that in mind.
It's crazy.
It's true. All right, well, BG, listen. So schedule's a little bit different. Normally we're every Monday at Chigs and the Pete's, but you guys, you play – so there's a Phillies game on Monday, and then you play Thursday night. So you play Sunday, and then you got the short week two, Thursday night, Minnesota. Home opener. What's the link going to sound like on Thursday night?
Oh, man. I know it's going to be crazy. It's going to be fun, man. I'm excited to play in front of the home crowd. Can never get tired of it. And so,
get that win Sunday.
Yeah, that's it. That's number one. And then we'll worry about that when we talk again.
Yep. All right, Howard.
One at a time.
One at a time.
Hey, one at a time.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what you got to do, because you'll look too far ahead and you'll forget the game plan for this week.
Yep. Well, you almost forgot tonight, so I can see where you might forget the game plan.
You right, because we men and we forget. You got to keep reminding us sometime.
All right, Howard, don't run any red lights on the way home, please.
That was – I mean, I got to straighten that out. That's
I know. You
right.
got – yeah. Kelsey told the truth.
How about him throw me under the – well, whatever he threw me under.
Oh, you just admitted to it right there.
No, but that wasn't – but they're waving – that ain't right.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes we make choices, and that's the repercussions of it right there.
Well, and on a serious note, you need to wear a helmet. If I wasn't wearing a helmet, I wouldn't be here right now doing this show.
Okay.
Good public service.
That's good right there, because you're right. Free fall, boy, is scary.
I hit that helmet hard.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, BG, best of luck on Sunday, man.
Appreciate you, man.
We will talk to you soon. Coming up next, Players Lounge, Ike Race, joined by N'Kobe Dean, Rob Ellis in the Players Lounge as well. That's coming up next live from Chickie. See you.